Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, issues, and events facing the entrepreneurial community in South Carolina. John Swamp Fox Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies, and he runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page, all from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Good. Still eating turkey sandwiches?
You know, we're working our way out of that, but it was a good holiday.
All right. So what's showing up on your radar this week?
Well, last week I had dinner with a South Carolina author, J.C. Glick, who's a retired Army Ranger. And he's written a very interesting leadership book based on his experiences. It's called A Light in the Darkness, Leadership Development for the Unknown. And the book starts with a very poignant story that the Army Rangers are in Iraq. They're fighting for the liberation of Iraq. And they're basically trained to fight, you know, the next Cold War. And what they're not prepared to do is fight the insurgency that they faced when they got there. And so the scene begins with a young woman. She's pregnant. Two Army Rangers come up to her, give her some water, stand guard over her and her children. And then the vehicle she's in blows up and kills her and the Rangers. So, you know, this is just not the war they're prepared to fight. So J.C. then goes and starts talking about leadership lessons for dealing with this kind of unknown, this kind of ambiguity. And as I had dinner and we talked about this, you know, there's lots of application here for entrepreneurs and people doing creative entrepreneurial kinds of things. We run into that challenge of dealing with the unknown all the time, don't we?
Well, we do. Entrepreneurship's all about the unknown. You're taking risks. Sometimes you're totally flying blind.
Right. He points out a difference in what he calls capability and capacity. And the capability is what organizations, the systems, the processes, the procedures that are prepared for what we anticipate. And large organizations are often operationally excellent, perfect quality, 100% on-time delivery anywhere around the world, and they have systems and processes that do that extremely well. And that's what people in these organizations are trained to do. He talks about capacity, though, is built on capability. Capacity is the ability to be intelligent, independent thinking, you know, to have ownership of success, you know, and to do that, you have to tell people clearly what the mission is, but then you got to let them basically deal with the information they're getting in the field and to iterate. He uses a business example of Xerox, which actually invented a computer called the Xerox Alto, a quote, computer for regular folks, but they didn't have the capability to go out and discover a new market for it. So you know who actually went through the Xerox Park lab and saw the Xerox Alto, don't you?
Would it be the Hewlett-Packard guys?
Steve Jobs, the founder of Apple.
Steve Jobs, the founder of Apple, of course.
Yeah, that's where he first saw it. You know, who do you think invented digital photography?
All right, you're trying to make me look bad now, aren't you?
Yeah, Kodak.
Kodak.
Of course, I didn't know this until I read the book, Mike, so we're in the same boat. But Kodak invented it, but of course they were not the people that took advantage of it. Why? Because they, you know, they made film cameras. That's how photographs were made, and so they were resistant to going out and commercializing this. And it's the challenges, you know, whether it's the military prepared for the last war or whether it's companies, you know, structured to serve the markets they serve today. You know, he even gets into education where we have testing and structure, you know, to teach people kind of a known process. But what we're not really doing is giving them the capability to learn and discover. And, you know, it's vitally important. And so as I was talking to him, and it just seemed to me the book's A Light in the Darkness, it should be a good read for anybody who's looking for lessons about how to deal with that kind of ambiguity that entrepreneurs deal with, creative people deal with in their jobs every day.
And J.C. Glick, you say, is a South Carolinian.
Right, he's a South Carolinian Army Ranger, and you know, I'm sure if you were interested enough, you could probably get in contact with him and have dinner with him yourself and, you know, get some of his insights directly.
Well, John, how's that event calendar looking? The year's winding down.
Yeah, well, the Moore School Economic Summit's coming up, and that's always a great event. And, of course, there's Chameleon Cups and Tech After Five and other entrepreneurial activities going on all over the state that listeners can plug into if they're interested.
John, thanks again for your time.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies, and he runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page. We'll have links to both posted at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.